This is Sabbath and good morning, dear family. Okay, we will begin our children's Sabbath study, but before we would like to greet all of the dear families that are in the room and also those that are listening in the phone and those that will be listening to the recording later. God bless each and every one, and we welcome you to be able to have a blessed Sabbath with us on this day, August 3, 2013. We will begin with our opening song. What a blessed Sabbath day it is. At this moment, we would like to request any one of the dear families or the little ones that would like to have opening prayer. Maybe come up to the mic.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. And I thank you for this wonderful challenge that we're about to have today. I thank you for all my friends and family. Thank you for Joshua and dear Rosie. I thank you for Mari and Alice. I thank you for Mommy. I thank you for all the things that we got. And let's be grateful. And thank you for the wonderful travel that we're going to have. And bless all friends and family. And bless everyone that's on the chat room. And may they have a good Sabbath day. Amen.
Praise the Lord and amen indeed. This morning we'll continue our lesson and what to do without part two. And the scripture that we will begin the story is Colossians 2, verses 2 to 3. That their hearts may be comforted, be knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If anyone of the Dear family would like to take the following verses, please come up to the mic.
1 Corinthians 2:11, 10 says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God."
John 16:13-14. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you."
John 7:17. "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself."
Psalm 34:8. Oh, test and test, taste, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
John 16:4. "Hither have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full."
Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son?"
John 3:33. He that
hath
received
his testimony
set to his seal
that God is true. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen."
Proverbs 4:18. "But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day."
13:12. "For now we see doing through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know in me, even as always. Also, I am known.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Very good job, dear little one. Now, we're going to continue our lesson in Step to Christ, pages 109-112.
Step to Christ, page 109. "If it were possible for created beings to attain to a full understanding of God and His works, then having reached this point, there will be for them no further discovery of truth, no growth in knowledge, no further development of mind or heart. God will no longer be supreme, and man, having reached the limit of knowledge and attainment, would cease to advance. Let us thank God that it is not so. God is infinite. In Him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Colossians 2:3. "And to all eternity men may be ever searching, ever learning, and yet never exhaust us the treasures of His wisdom, His goodness, and His power."
Step to Christ, page 109. "God intends that even in this life, the truth of His word shall be ever unfolding to His people. And there is only one way in which this knowledge can be obtained, we can attain to an understanding of God's Word only through the illumination of that Spirit by which the world was word was given. The things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:11-10. And the Savior's promise to his followers was when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. John 16:13-14.
Spirit-filled, loving, and living the Word. Amen.
Step to Christ, page 109. God desires man to exercise his reasoning powers, and the study of the Bible will strengthen and elevate the mind as no other study can. Yet, we are to be aware, of deifying reason, which is subject to the weakness and infirmity of humanity. If we would not have the Scriptures clouded to our understanding, so that the plainest truths shall not be comprehended, we must have the simplicity and faith of a little child, ready to learn and beseeching the aid of the Holy Spirit. A sense of the power and wisdom of God and of our inability to comprehend His greatness should inspire us with humility, and we should open His Word as we would enter His presence with holy awe. When we come to the Bible, reason must acknowledge an authority superior to itself, and heart and intellect must bow to the great I Am. Amen.
Praise the Lord, boys and girls. Now we come to the first question in our lesson. Who has all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and how can we attain and understand an understanding of God's Word? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, for the Lord.
Our infinite God, and only through the illumination of that Spirit that which the Word was given, can we understand His Word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will continue on page 110. If any one of the dear family would like to continue on the paragraph for the Lord.
Just Christ, page 110. There are many things apparently difficult or obscure which God will make plain and simple to those who thus seek an understanding of them. But without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we shall be continually liable to rest of Scriptures or to misinterpret them. There is much reading to the Bible that is without profit and in many cases a positive injury. When the Word of God is opened without reverence and without prayer, when the thoughts and affections are not fixed upon God or in harmony with His will, the mind is clouded with doubts, and in the very study of the Bible, skepticism strengthens.
Step to Christ, page 110. The enemy takes control of the thoughts and the dress
interpretation
that are not correct whenever men
are not in the Word
indeed seeking
to be in harmony
with God. with God,
then
however
learned they may be,
they are liable
to err
in their understanding.
In their understanding of Scripture. And it is not safe to trust to their explanation. Those who look to the Scripture to find discrepancies have not spiritual insight. With distorted vision, they will see many causes for doubt and unbelief in things that are really plain and simple. Amen. Lord, I need your help, and I might control my thoughts and words today. I want to be a blessing to others, to lift them up, and they might see your goodness. Amen.
Steps to Christ, page 111. Disguise it as they may, the real cause of doubt and skepticism in most cases is the love of sin. The teachings and restrictions of God's word are not welcome to the proud, sin-loving heart, and those who are unwilling to obey its requirements are ready to doubt its authority. In order to arrive at truth, we must have a sincere desire to know the truth and a willingness of heart to obey it. And all who come in this spirit of the study of the Bible will find abundant evidence that it is God's word, and they may gain an understanding of its truth, that it will make them wise unto salvation. Life is at its weakest when there is more doubts than trust, but life is at its strongest when you learn how to trust God in spite of doubts. So true. Amen.
Steps to Christ, page 111. Christ has said, if any man willeth to do his will, he shall know of the teaching. John 7:17. Instead of questioning and
caviling
concerning that which you do not understand, give heed to the light that already shines up upon you, and you will receive greater light by the grace of Christ. Perform every duty that has been made plain to your
understanding,
and you will be unable to understand and perform those of which you are now in about.
Now in doubt.
For the glory of God gives it light.
Education starts here with the Bible. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we have the second question to our study, dear little one. What makes the mind clouded with doubt and strengthens skepticism when reading the Bible? And what must we do in order to arrive at that truth? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
When the word of God is open without reverence and without prayer, when the thoughts and affections are not fixed up God or in harmony with His will, we must have a
sincere
desire to know the truth and a willingness of heart to obey it. Amen.
Let's learn a memory verse song from our Bible together, dear one.
Mm-hmm. My mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As we will continue our reading on Chapter Christ, page 111, the next family that would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Chapter Christ, page 111. There is an evidence that is open to all, the most highly educated and the most illiterate. The evidence of experience. God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of His Word, the truth of His promises. He bids us taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Instead of depending upon the word of another, where we are to taste for ourselves, He declares, "Ask and ye shall receive." John 16:24. His promises will be fulfilled. They have never failed. They never can fail. And as we draw near to Jesus and rejoice in the fullness of His love, our doubt and darkness will disappear in the light of His presence.
Chapter Christ, page 112. The Apostle Paul says that God hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, Colossians 1:13. And everyone who has passed from death unto life is able to set to his seal that God is true, John 3:33. He can testify, "I needed help, and I found it in Jesus. Every want was supplied. The hunger of my soul was satisfied. And now The Bible is to me the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do you ask why I believe in Jesus? Because he is to me a divine Savior. Why do I believe in the Bible? Because I have found it to be the voice of God to my soul. We may have the witness in ourselves that the Bible is true, that Christ is the Son of God. We know that we are not following cunningly devised fables. From darkness to light. Amen.
Grow in Christ by walking in the Word of God. Growing in grace.
Growing in grace. Steps to Christ. Page 112.
Peter exhorts his brother.
Peter exhorts his brother.
To grow in grace.
Grow in grace.
And in the knowledge.
And in the knowledge.
Of our Lord.
Of our Lord.
And Savior.
And Savior.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
2 Peter.
2 Peter.
3:18.
When the people of God are growing in grace, they will be
constantly
obtaining a
clearer
understanding of His Word. They will
discern
new light and beauty in its
sacred
trust. This has been truth in the holy
history
of Christ,
the
church in all
ages,
and trust,
and thus,
it will continue to the end, the path of just is as the singing,
shining
light that shines more and more until the
perfect
day. Proverbs 4:18.
Praise the Lord. We have come to the last question of our study, dear little one. What evidence is open to all from the most high educated to the most illiterate? And what does God invite us to do regarding His Word? If you know the answer to this question, you want to below.
The answer is the evidence of experience, and He wants us to prove for ourselves the reality of His Word and the truth of His promises.
So let's learn another beautiful scripture song about His Holy Word together, dear one.
Proverbs 3:6, 7, and 11. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His corrections. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Amen.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, dear Sheila, for sharing that beautiful scripture song. If the next family would like to take next paragraph, go below.
Steps to Christ, page 112. By faith, we may look to the hereafter and grasp the pledge of God for a growth of intellect, the human faculties uniting with the divine, and every power of the soul being brought into direct contact with the source of life. We may rejoice that all which has perplexed us in the providences of God will then be made plain. Things hard to be understood will then find an explanation. And where our finite minds discovered only confusion and broken purposes, we shall see the most perfect and beautiful harmony. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12.
Praise the Lord. We hope and pray that all the little ones and the mommies and daddies enjoy our Sabbath study. Next week, we will begin a new chapter entitled Rejoicing in the Lord. If any one of their family would like to have closing prayer, please come up to the mic.
Dear Heavenly Father, thankful for today. I was thankful for this beautiful chat room, and let everybody else understand what God is saying. Let people understand the Sabbath, and let people get closer to God and understand, and let people keep the Sabbath. Dear Heavenly Father, amen.
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 What a beautiful prayer, indeed, little Hallie. And I second on that prayer also. Next Sabbath, chapter 13, Rejoicing in the Lord, part 1. We have also prepared activities for the children, and we hope and pray that it will be a blessing to them. And we'll continue the rest of the Sabbath day praising God and having those beautiful nature walks. We would like to thank all the dear sisters and brothers that took part in participation in putting this beautiful project together. God bless everyone and those in the home and those parts that are going to be listening to this study later in the recording. God bless you also, and may the Lord keep you. Amen.